Cliff Central Revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
What for you is a broken home? An absent parent? An abusive home? A home with no love? One of apartheid's greatest designs was the manufacturing of broken homes, with dads going away on trains. Sometimes those dads would make other families in those faraway places. Zahara's song, Loliwe, captured that painful reality so beautifully. Does the death of a parent make a broken home? Maybe not, but lying about it certainly could. Let me explain. Innocent Echo Kits are 21-year-old twins. No strange thing, but what is that they've only known each other for a month. Innocent lived with their mother and Kukitsa with their father, with only one of them aware that the other exists. Innocent was told that his father had died. Kukitsa was told that she had other siblings and not much else. This Kumbule Kaya-inspired episode of the Maid Sessions on CliffCentral.com takes on a journey to uncover this ever-present South African condition of the engineered broken home. Mbali's currently on a sabbatical at the moment, and we can't wait to have her back. But until then, let's get into Innocent and Koketsu's story of fear, passion, love, deceit, and hope. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you so much for firstly sharing your story and be willing to share it with a greater audience. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So I'd like to really just get into who you guys are as individuals and to really emphasize individuals, because that's really what you were until about a month ago. Let's start with you, Innocent.
Experiencing both sides of being a South African fashion icon, social media personality, and master of ceremonies. Allow me to formally reintroduce myself. My name is Innocent Kotato Mareku, and I'm the barbarian.
Yeah, the barbarian. Just imagine. Okay, this is Koketo, much known as Lucha.
So let's touch on the very, very interesting nuances of your background.
Yeah.
So, Innocent, you said your mother told you that your father had passed away. Your mother is a domestic worker, right?
Yeah,
so both of you share a mother and you share a father.
Yeah.
And she's a domestic worker. Mm-hmm. And you said your father's a caretaker.
Yeah, in school.
In
Soshanguve.
Okay. So what led to their separation, Innocent?
What really happened is that they have always been like a problem. What happened is that they wanted... What they told me, they wanted like a much bigger home because my family is really abroad, you understand? So they wanted like much bigger home. So it led them to like going and getting a better home in Olifant. That's what they told me. Then it just created a huge conflict.
All right. So they left you and your mother to go and have a bigger home.
A bigger home.
They chose a bigger home over. Yeah. Why didn't they bring you with?
I don't know.
Can I kindly card on that?
Yes, please.
Yes. Sadly, you know, it's two of us and there's always two stories towards.
Absolutely.
What I heard is that the mother that I always believed was my mom, I'm not going to lie, she made me believe that she was, because she was everything. She never showed any negative or anything. Like, it's so sad to even believe that it's true, you see. So what happened is that they said dad was in this relationship with the person who I knew it was my mom all these days. And then...
You thought your mother was just your father's ex.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
And then what I heard is that she couldn't produce kids. She couldn't produce kids, but dad was deeply in love with her. So what happened is that dad met our mom, which is our real mom, met her and then made twins, which is me and Kotazo, right? And then afterwards, it happened that this lady wanted to leave my dad for that. And then they made a good deal with her that if we give you one, and then our real mom could keep one, and then you would not leave dad for any certain situations like that. That's part of my stories. So, yeah, my mom, my stepmom, I don't know how to put it, because he's normally in a relationship with my dad. But as much as my mom, who I knew was my mom, kept me, and then Kotazo was kept by our real mom. So after then, when dad went back to our real mom, he made another child. which is our little sister, Khunzi.
Sorry, so you said that they believe that your mother couldn't have children.
Not really my true mom. The mother that I thought was my
stepmother.
My stepmother.
Oh, so your stepmother.
Yes, okay. She couldn't have kids.
Oh, is that factual? She really couldn't.
That's why. Even today, I usually made jokes like, you're a coward. Why did you just do me? Like, even now, I knew I was the only child of hers, but not aware that...
Interesting.
Yeah.
So did you know of your two siblings that they were related to you, but just half siblings?
Yeah, I just knew they were.
So you believed that you didn't share the same mother.
Yeah. Then
did you care to know them?
Yes, I did, because I was the one who went out and tried to find them. I had an aunt who, they gave me her other name. She usually told me, "You must go find them. You must really go find them and find the story behind everything." I couldn't understand, but I was excited to know that I've got siblings, because as much as I told you, I knew I was the only child and thought my mom was a coward, or someone who I believe was my mom. Yeah.
And what is your relationship like with your stepmother now?
It's okay. She still loves me. But
do you love her?
I love her so much, and she asked me to not reveal a lot, because it's like opening the old wounds. As much as she has done a lot for me, I don't think she deserves any regrets or any, I don't have to put her in a corner. She did a lot for me. Only they know why they separated us.
I was told a different story. I don't want to lie to you.
Did they ever think that one day you would meet each other and find each other?
You don't know.
Was that ever a plan?
I don't think so. I don't think so, because, for them just to separate twins, a female version of myself, a beautiful female version of myself, and to take away from me. You understand? Yeah. It's really cruel. I don't want to lie to you. And it's so heartbreaking.
Did you ever visit your father when you were younger?
No.
Was there a reason for that? Were you told?
My mom, like, she was so negative about my dad. You understand? She was like, "Your dad, this guy is so cruel. He always, he's an arrogant guy, you know." But I growing up with your mom, eventually you become negative about your dad. Like, okay, I'm born in the township. You understand? My dad is not here. I need to hustle every day. I need to grind. I need to make sure that, at least I have something, some sense in my pockets. Your dad is not here. You understand? And you find like those guys, those top guys in the ghetto. You understand? They'll make you feel like you're nothing.
And how do you feel about him now?
They just have like a simple connection, you understand? Because there's nothing that they can do right now. You can never take my beautiful sister away from me right now.
But are you going to confront them about the truth? Like, what is the truth? Because your stories are very, very different.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know how they told you the story they told you, innocent. Because for me, I'd get the impression that my father simply abandoned me. He's chosen this bigger, better lifestyle over me, right? So I'm just wondering, did your mother ever try to make you understand?
You know how women are. Women are completely different to men. And the problem with my mother is that, she raised me to become like a man. And she felt that, no, why do I need to raise this kid? And while he's becoming educated and he needs to, take like his success in a way to his dad. I've raised him to actually hustle for me. I've raised him to support me. Why must I raise a son here? And after, when he's starting, his things are starting to improve, he has to take those things and, give the success to his dad. It was like that, because I've noticed the type of person my mom was, you understand? But then I didn't even, I was never angry at her.
But would you consider that petty in retrospect?
Yeah, in a way, I don't know,
I mean, would you have wanted more of an engagement with your father and with your sister?
I would have wanted that to happen, because, for someone to grow up without, a perfect family or everyone in the family, it creates a huge gap, you understand? Because I didn't really know my identity, You understand? A lot of things were closed out. And I'm a man. I need to know my father's side. You understand? Because, you know, in Africa, for a man to really be called like a real man, you need to have your manhood.
And it's so interesting because you're so animated. So it's very interesting that you say you didn't have your identity. And you're just such an identity-filled person, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if anyone were to see you in the street, they'd sort of pick you out as someone that knows their identity.
Yeah, and what really happened is that, you know, for me not to have my identity, you know, much people will be like, okay, why is this guy so different looking? I had to create my own identity. Understand, for me to become this different, for me to become a barbarian, I just needed to create my own identity.
Why did you want to be a barbarian?
Why? Because, you know, the feeling of being different. When that moment when you're walking and everybody's looking at you, why must I look like everybody else? You understand? Individuality, be unique, show people. You understand? Make people talk about you. Your presence needs to affect people. They're like, ish, this guy, man. God, star. But he looks so amazing as well.
So he'll never be forgotten.
Never.
And you know what's funny? Him not knowing his identity, the time he's trying to change himself to become something else, he wasn't aware that he was changing himself to become his dead side. Exactly what you see him. It's exactly what his dead side is.
You know, the funny thing right now.
Yeah, he thought he was changing, but he was not changing. He was being
him.
Because my dad was also a fashionista. Yeah. My granddad was also a fashionista.
And also our uncle.
Our uncles. When I told you, I'm like, we come from like a creative background. Everybody, you understand? My father used to do like those dreadlocks with colorful, you know, with color, you understand? So this thing has always been in my DNA, but then the calling was just too much. The calling was just too much.
That's very interesting. So you've become like him. So I'm wondering then about your connection. What did he tell you about the secret when you eventually found each other? Did you ever talk to him about it? And have you managed to establish a father and son connection with him?
I when I met him, we didn't really talk about, you know, why he left me and all that, because I didn't probably want to open up the old wounds, you understand? Because I've noticed the type of person he is, you understand? So I was like, okay, right now I'm turning 21. Let me just move on, you understand? Because you know, in life you need to forgive.
But does it really not hurt?
It does. I won't lie, it does.
And mostly for me, because I end up growing up alone. Thanks, he grew up with our little sister, and I end up growing up alone. I needed that sister brother thing. So
that
now,
is so interesting. So your blessing was that you knew that they existed, but your curse was that you lived alone.
Yeah, and
innocent, your blessing was that you had a sibling, but your curse was that you didn't know about the other one.
And I was also told that my dad was dead.
Where did you find examples of manhood, because you lacked one, innocent?
This is so interesting. Always wanted to say this. You know, when I was still at school, I was beaten up by a bug to become a motivational speaker. So through the process of me wanting to become a motivational speaker, you know, I would listen to people like Lyndon Tully, you know, people like Les Brown, you know, Eric Thomas, you understand? Those people are so inspirational, you understand? So they have that, like man identity and man like personality wise and characters, you understand?
Yeah.
So I used to look up to those people, you understand? The type of things that they do, you understand? The other thing is that I read the Bible too much. So it also helps me to, you know, through my manhood and, you know, the characteristics of a man, you know, a man does not fight with beautiful women, you know? Man is always like the leader. Understand, but then you need to be humble to society, humble to people, because people need to look up to you. You understand? Because a real man becomes a role model. He doesn't become like a soldier that beats up people, a gangster. No, it's not life. There's never been life. A real man is a humble guy.
And did your mother ever bring men, like potential future husbands or boyfriends or whatever around you?
Yeah, he is.
So was that around?
She is, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, it through. Even now, it's a problem because there's a guy here, he's my mom's husband.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he comes through to the house. Okay, my mom, you know, she ends a slight sense, you know. And when he comes through, he's like, he's got money and all that. So he's the one that does a lot of, you know, buys a lot of groceries, the financial duties. So he's the one that covers it all. And this guy is like, sometimes he's like, he likes drinking. So when he's drunk, he's like, yeah, I'm the main guy who buys everything in here. Yeah. You like this because of me. You can't even tell me anything. You understand? So, okay, I'm a guy. You know, for him to say something like that, it hurts me very much.
Mm.
You understand? So it comes to a situation where I'll be like, okay, you know, I'll be so angry to a point where I'll even want to beat him up.
Mm.
You understand? But then, you know, God is working in me. You know, God is working. He's like, no, it's not worth it.
What I find very interesting, actually, about everything that you keep saying is you're very accommodating of your adults in your lives' mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, so you'll say about your father, you didn't want to rehash old feelings, so you'd rather chose to not confront it. It's like you're considering that they will go through pain, so let me rather hold back.
Sacrifices.
But do you think that in time, your holding back will one day resurface into immense frustration, immense anger, immense hurt?
I don't think so. My biggest dream was to see.
Oh, it does. I get the impression that she fills a large gap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was to see her.
Yeah.
Understand. And God has accomplished that dream. Understand. Mm. So for me to, you know, just to have an opportunity to see my beautiful sister, and I'll never stop saying this, to see my beautiful sister, understand, because I love her very much. Yeah. I wouldn't even lie to you guys. Aww, you understand?
Holding hands again.
And yeah.
You're keeping the balls.
They do it about every 5 minutes.
She motivates me very much. She inspires me.
Yeah.
You understand? Because she's been telling me, no, Kuti, no. We're already successful. We just need to show it that we're successful.
Oh.
Don't worry.
That's nice. So she's got as much of a confident and positive personality.
Yeah.
You do seem very positive, the both of you.
We're the same. Just different genders.
Yeah.
But Koketso, do you feel like you were in a beautiful nuclear home, did your house ever feel like a broken home, or did it feel like a home?
Okay, I'm going to start like this. Ne? There were times whereby I felt like, why at my dad's side, why do they feel like every time when I go with my mother that I thought was my mom, when I go with her at her family, they always bring me back. Like, they end up fighting with her, don't take her there. Like, I feel like, how could they be controlling my mom where to take me, not to take me there? So now when I sit down, it makes sense. Oh, that's why I was raised by my dad's side, not by my mom, who I thought was my mom's side. Because maybe they knew. It's
so
like
they all kept that secret.
Yeah, and you ask yourself, how could they do that?
How could you do such, you know?
Like, even my mom, my real mom, like that thing, like now I've seen her once. Okay, I went back and saw her, and then when you look at her, you're scared to even confront her because I hate hurting. Like, I hate hurting older people.
Yeah, yeah.
Mostly older people, because my grand usually tell me her, if when an older person cries, the tears doesn't fall down. They come back and haunt you.
Yeah,
the creator of those tears. So I don't even know where to start when I see her. I'm like, how could you live without... But then I told myself once that just because we had a little sister, maybe she kept that bond, she kept that thing, maybe, of her saying, I lost the baby girl. Maybe she brought it back by having that second daughter that she had. But I felt like I also deserved to have that mother side, but my other mother didn't give me that chance to feel like I didn't have a real mom with me or something like that. Like, even now, I feel like it's too sad to be told.
So am I hearing that from your side, Kokitso, and your side, Innocent, you're just not talking about it? Yeah. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, we actually discussed it. That, like, no, let's just move on.
Yeah, I've once told him, like, there's some certain things, even though you know them, they won't change anything. Yes. In life, you must learn to create, a future for yourself. We'll go back and then accuse them. Then what?
It's true.
Then what?
But are they happy that you found each other?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are happy.
In retrospect, do they realize maybe that it wasn't the best decision to lie?
I have a stupid way on showing things. We can't even read them right now. I can't read my mom to be, because she once told me that just because I know the truth, that doesn't mean I'm not her daughter. You see, and she cried. She easily cries, and then I feel bad. That's why I never want to go into details. I'm like, no, you're my mom, and you've always been my mom. Nothing will change that.
So, how do you think it's affected your trust in people and your trust in loved ones?
Yeah, I trust myself. I do, because you know I believe in myself. You know, yeah. But I don't trust people.
Do you trust each other?
Yes.
I do trust them.
Like, I do trust them. Like, you know, sometimes it's like I see myself when I, like, looking at right straight to a mirror. Like, everything he is, it's like me loudly. Oh. Yeah, he's me. Oh. Why couldn't I trust myself? He won't do anything. No, man, he's me. I wouldn't do anything. You feel me? Yeah. So
Innocent, I want to ask quickly, and I don't know if you've asked your mother this, but has your father ever paid child support for you?
No.
That you know of?
Mm-mm. Okay. I won't lie.
Okay.
Financially, he doesn't. He's not a good supporter.
So he was completely out of your life.
Our aunt has two brothers, which is our uncle, which is at state, and then our dad. So she usually tells me that every time when a lady comes and said, your brothers has impreg us, or impreg me or something like that, I would go there, be the first one to see the child, and I'll go like, this one, it's ours. So he was like, I know.
So have you ever had a DNA test?
No. No. It's like that movie, Baby Zhang, Madluput. There were a time when he took his child saying he wants to do a DNA test. Some certain things you don't need doctors and sisters or anything to prove that you guys are related.
You know what's the coolest thing? Like, the first day when I met her there, we were in my room, so we were just chilling, you know, listening to music. She was like, she took my hand and she was like, look, we have the same prints on the hand. I'm like, yo. Yeah. I was so excited, you know, because I knew that I wasn't lost. I really found her, you know. Yeah. And I'm just grateful. You know, a lot of things are still on the way. You understand? Mm. God is just amazing. I couldn't even lie. You know?
So where do you both live now? Have you guys started living together?
I'm based in Pretoria Lotus Garden, and she's based in Shoshanguve.
Okay, so you still live separately?
Yeah.
And you just visit each other more often now?
Yeah.
Yeah, she said sometimes financially-wise, we can't reach each other.
Because we're both students, you understand? She's a student, I'm a student. So what we're trying now is that let's push and eventually when we become financially stable, you understand? Mm. We'll get a place where it will just
students
be me.
Students who are paying for themselves. Yeah, so we are hustling no parents of ours is helping us with anything. Yeah. But we don't blame them because financially wise, that down, so you know, we are not those kids who are like, you should help me, you should do that. At the end of the day, they might die. Then what? Yeah. Those times that you wasted saying, pointing fingers, it's not necessary. So we stand up.
Okay, and Kuketo, did you have the same impression of your father, or did your stepmother have the same impression of your father that he was a womanizer?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, so that was just a common.
and I was used to that because there was this time, like, I'll never forget that day. I know I was little, but there was this time my dad had to cheat on on my mother, okay, a mother that I thought was my mom. And then you know what he did? He took me to a shop and then told me to choose anything that I want. I chose everything that I want. He was like, before you eat them, let's make a vow, telling the truth that if you eat them, you're not going to tell your mom anything that happens now. I was like, okay. Then suddenly there was this pretty little lady who came up, and then my dad was with her. And
oh wow,
the food kept me busy.
Wow. How old were you?
I'm turning 21.
No. How old were you when that happened?
Yo, I think I was 6-7 somewhere there. 6-7.
Okay. And you remember that very vividly.
Like very clear. Now, like it makes a lot of sense because we haven't spoken about this, but we also have two older brothers, separate mothers.
Really?
Yeah. From our dad's
side. The story's getting complicated.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Same father,
but different mothers.
So how many children does your father have overall?
Five.
Okay.
But we heard about another one, which we're not sure, the last one.
So you're going to try and find all of them?
Yes,
yeah.
We are. We're trying to be united.
The problem with my dad, that's why I was saying it was a womanizer.
Mm-hmm.
He's got like a lot of old and dark past.
Yes. Can you elaborate on that?
Me from my father's side.
Mm.
My dad has a big bad history to the point that even today he doesn't believe in church.
Yeah, yeah.
He blames God.
Yeah.
Was he raised very religiously?
Yeah, we had... Okay, sorry. I have to bring this up. He had a grandmother.
Mm.
That grandmother, which is... They call it Coco when it comes to us because it's not granny, it's Coco. So it shows that she's the oldest. She was a big member in this church called the Church of Christ, was mm-hmm. a big member, and then we believed in her. She had so much power to the point that a lot of people came to her when they had problems or questions, whereby she could just take a Bible, pray, and then open up and tell you everything about you. From a Bible, like you tell yourself, Bibles have Johnson, whatever. Like, sorry, I don't read Bibles. I don't read a Bible. I haven't gone through a Bible because of my dad. Yeah, as I said, she could open a Bible and tell you your name is who, stuff like that. Like, she had a connection with the Bible. Mm, so
prophet.
There were, yeah, she was like a prophet. And then there were time my dad was abandoned by her to the point that she's a child of God. I believe that a child of God should not do such to a child. My dad was beaten up when he was little. He was tossed in the river. Oh, he was mm-hmm. put in a I know you don't know. There's a lot of
me.
My dad, when he takes off his t-shirt, there's a lot of scars.
Yeah.
Have you seen them, right?
Yeah,
those scars were scars when he could be beaten up by the husband of that granny I'm talking about.
Wow.
That husband could send our dad to a shop at night and then tell him, if the shops are closed, you must be close with them. Don't come back in the home. So dad could sleep under a tree, things like that. So there were times when my dad was beaten half to it. In front of that, our grandmother. And then he said, I looked at her and then she looked away. As much as I know she was a prophet and she had Jesus in her, I thought she was someone who could have done something like that. And then when he got beaten, they thought he was dead. And then they threw him in a plastic bag and threw him a rubbish at the, forest somewhere there. And then he said, friends of his dad was the one who found him in the garbage.
Because
he has a lot of anger.
When I was with the family in Soshanguve, I was, but when I was with the family, I saw like scars
on my dad's like chest and just body, you know. But then I just thought maybe he was like a gangster and all that when he was still young. Understand? So I'm hearing a different thing.
Innocent dad was like you. He was a person who never smoked, did anything. He believed creativity. That's why a lot of people like you guys believe in let me say connecting with people outside, because there's no much connection inside, and the only way to get connection outside, it's been popular. So sadly dad used it in a bad way, whereby he used ladies and communicated with them, used their innocent and that. Then sadly he took his popularity and did it a bad thing. Okay, I won't be pointing fingers. Let's say maybe it's because of his back history, and then he felt like, well, finally I'm getting attention, whereby I was treated that bad. So
but does it help you have compassion for him, even though he made bad choices, even for you guys?
I don't know. I can't put it in that way.
No. Nothing.
Nah, man. People fall and they end up standing up. You know, when you fall and then blame those falling and sit down just like that and say, because they push me down, that's why I'm down. Yeah. Then you don't show any inspiration.
But then I'm just thinking right now, okay, daddy was raised in a very hard background, you know? Okay. You know, I'm thinking that, okay, why did he actually do the same to us?
That's what you would ask yourself. Because
you understand. But then through the hardship that I've been through, I'll never become that. You know, I'll never. I don't even want to lie to you. Or probably, you know, just want to echo like cool and all that.
So do you guys want to have families?
Yeah, I want to have
stable families.
Stable family.
We've got dreams.
We've got big dreams.
Yeah,
you know?
We've got big dreams. We love art. We like, you know. As much as we said our family has this success ways in getting things, you know, most family don't help each other, you know.
Yeah.
I could be famous, but I won't help my other siblings or other relative to be that famous. So as much as we are trying to be that that famous, or let me say that independent in our
people.
Own ways, in our own ways. So me and Innocent, we just met, and then everything he's saying, it makes sense. It makes sense because I have them as well in my head. Like, we're trying to create a lot of things. We love fashion.
Tell us a little bit about what creative niches you tap into.
Let me pick in on this, you know.
Oh, you're ready?
I'm ready. I was born ready. Because, like, I do a lot of things, you know, and I don't limit myself as a creative. You understand? I'm busy with I've got a movement.
Firstly, what do you study?
I'm studying archives and records.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah. Okay, where?
In UNISA.
Interesting. I've never heard of that before. Okay, so yes, you've got a movement.
I've got a movement called Chilling with the Creators, and I'm so happy to talk about it. I'm actually like the co-founder of that movement. You know, it's an art movement that's based in Pretoria. Well, the reason why we created Chilling with the Creative is that we felt like a huge gap, you understand, between art events that happen in the CBD in town and those that happen in the township in Pretoria. Because in Pretoria, there's not a lot of like art that happens on a regular base. So our dream was always to give people in the township opportunities, you know, and we've always wanted to, you know, teach society that don't look at me and you think that I'm probably crazy. I'm not crazy. You understand? The people out there that are doing the same things that I'm doing. You understand? So we always wanted to, you know, create a place where creatives can come through, you know, artists can come through. Let's socialize. Let's talk about this. You understand? Let's gain more knowledge. You understand? Show us your work. I'll show you my work. You understand? Let's get opportunities. You understand? But then why do we limit ourselves?
Would you ever bring your father to contribute? Because you said your father is a creative person. Yeah. Would you ever bring your father in to also contribute to that?
Probably. I don't want to lie, because right now he's just old. And I didn't even know that. My dad is turning 50.
That is not old.
Yeah, on the 15th of September.
Can I add on this?
Was he just uncool for you?
Yeah, because I was expecting, you know, some timers, you know, gold chains, you know, some nappy hands,
shades. He's settling down. And like he's got too much kids to be chained out. He's like,
because he's so different. You know, they say expect the unexpected and deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was probably expecting him to be probably like 48, 47, you know, those cool timers. But then he's
oh, the
old.
Moment you hit the five.
Yeah,
the five,
I was like, you know, what's up, Dad? You know, you know. But then he's old, and yeah,
it's so young actually. But, okay, uh-huh.
But yeah, I don't no hard feelings, no hard feelings. I really love him, you know, because the other thing is that he's so intelligent.
Yeah,
and we have we share the same interest.
Because it could be a meeting of generational minds you know. So they can have their own lane, you have your own lane, and it's a collaborative thing as well.
And you know what's the coolest thing? The other day I was in Soshanguve, you know, I was walking with him in the street, you know, you're actually walking in the township of Pretoria, and you know, people, everybody's looking at me, is like, you remind me of that days. So I'm like, you know, you understand. So the coolest thing is that he was getting like exposure through his son, that no, this is my son.
Awe.
Yeah.
And you're also involved with Chilling with the Creatives.
Yeah, now I am, but then I was involved with this other group, which was life skilling stuff, whereby we could create self-made movies. Like, I'm in love with acting. Only if God helps me, I should go through media.
You will,
I know, I can feel it. Yeah, if that happens. But we had this group whereby we could find people who would love acting and then do self-made movies and stuff like that, photographing, interviewing, doing documents, stuff like that. But now I'm with my brother, chilling with the creativity, and then he inspires me a lot in that group because he's me. I still can't stop saying he's me. Like everything he does, it's like it tells me a lot about what I've been missing. Mm-hmm. Anything he does, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's just that, just wishing that this group could grow and become something bigger.
To round off on such a very positive note like that, where you're really just creating a space for yourself that really fulfills you. Do you hold any resentment towards your parents, either of you?
Not really.
I prefer to hold things that would benefit me.
Why I don't want to hold it is that I don't want to reach a point where I've got a wife and I've got kids and I start reminiscing about the past. So I want to become positive.
And start feeling entitled to hurt other people.
Yeah. I don't want to do that.
It makes sense. It makes sense because Dad, even now, he holds grudges. Maybe that's why he did this.
Yeah.
There's most times maybe when he fights with Granny, he would say, yeah, the time I was little, you guys usually treat me. You see those certain things. He never... I read this note saying that you must forgive those who did you bad. Not for them, but for yourself.
Completely.
Yeah, for you to move on. You're not doing it for them. They might as well take it the way they want, but you're doing it for yourself.
Mm.
Yeah, you don't end up looking back. Like, back, it's where back people stay. You
can never go forward while you're looking back.
Why would
understand?
You do that?
Because
to
I always tell people the world is yours.
Yeah.
Believe. Move.
Mm.
You understand? Be an inspiration to people, because you know if you're gonna become a negative person in society, then people are just gonna treat you like any other person.
They'll treat you like what you expect.
Yeah, yeah.
And like it or not, most people would say we don't live through people, because you know when Dad sometimes maybe and Mom says, yeah, people will talk. He's like, I don't care about people. Don't tell me about people. This is my life. But like it or not, we need people to be who we are.
Yeah, that's true.
People will be there every time. You fall down that day. Yeah. You stand up that day. They talk when you don't do anything. They talk when you do something. Yeah. So as much as they said, if you start to, doing things for yourself, not for others, then a lot will come afterwards because you won't impress everyone. Impress yourself first because you could impress this part of people and then those you will not impress at all. So start impressing yourself, then the rest would come.
And that is why you need each other.
Yeah, so much. I need you.
It's a very beautiful thing to have someone around you that's like-minded and like-spirited. You know, the way where you share the same energy, be it a very positive energy or very inspirational energy. And I'm really glad you found each other. It really does. I feel like you've it's two souls that have met each other, not two people.
That's
very beautiful. And with that, a thought of the day that I want to throw out, which I think sort of touches a little bit on what Innocent said, is healing is a matter of time, but it is sometimes also a matter of opportunity. And this was written by Hippocrates or said by Hippocrates. And why I think it connects so well to you is because you're every single day that you're choosing to be happy, that you're choosing to put aside the hurt and you're choosing a different destiny or a different path, as opposed to your father, who's every day choosing pain, every day choosing resentment and creating it, and basically it will forever follow him. You're creating opportunity because that's what you have. You either have a continuation of exactly what you're used to, or you have the opportunity to do different and better.
True.
And I love that you're creating that with the choices that you're making every day to love each other, to be very happy with each other, to choose to find healing in a place where you know you can find it, as opposed to pursuing it with your parents that might never tell you the truth, that might be afraid themselves to confront their own truth and their realities. And so it's nice that you're not expending your very incredible youthful energy on something that simply will not help or solve much, you know? Because also, I mean, to turn stubborn adults understanding beings that, you know, understand the gravity, and especially if they've grown up in denial, they've practiced denial, it can be quite difficult to ever get them out of it. So I'm very, very happy that you found each other. And I really look forward to seeing all your successes that are going to follow you. It's inevitable.
So much. I'm even scared.
Busy fighting. Any opportunity that comes our way, we'll just grab it by our two hands.
But not even just monetary successes or career successes. Successes in family as well. In connectedness, in peace. All those things.
That is why I said, we're already successful, baby. We just need to show it.
We just need to expose ourselves.
We just need to show it that we're successful to people. Because we're already successful.
Yeah.
It's never been about money.
No better way to end it than that. Thank you very much for coming to the Made Sessions on cliffcentral.com. If you want to follow us on Twitter, just go to @MadeProject. That's MAIDE Project. As well as our Facebook page, which is The Made Sessions. Please feel free to send as many comments and shout outs and whatever other interesting inquiries you have about this story, which unfortunately and not unfortunately is quite a prevalent type of story in our country. And I think it's worth discussing. Have a very, very good afternoon and speak to you soon.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.